With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. President Trump's war on what he has identified as government waste advanced overnight in the Senate on a vote of 51 to 48. Senators passed a bill that cancels roughly $9 billion in foreign aid and funding for public broadcasting, NPR and PBS.
Senate Majority Leader John Thune urged colleagues to support the cuts.
I appreciate all the work the administration has done in identifying wasteful spending. And now it's time for the Senate to do its part to cut some of that waste out of the budget.
The 51 to 48 vote came after 2 in the morning. Only Senator Lisa Murkowski of Alaska and Susan Collins of Maine joined Democrats in opposing the legislation.
Correspondent Jennifer King says the bill now heads to the House, and if the spending is to be cut, tomorrow's a deadline for approval of the measure. Former FBI Director James Comey's daughter, Prosecutor Maureen Comey, has reportedly been fired by the Department of Justice. That, according to 2 individuals familiar with the case, I spoke with the AP. Maureen Comey prosecuted some high-profile cases recently, including the Jeffrey Epstein matter. President Trump proclaims the Epstein conspiracy theory embraced by some of his supporters a big hoax.
All it is the Republicans, certain Republicans, got duped by the Democrats, and they're following a Democrat playbook. And no different than Russia, and all the other hoaxes.
However, those duped Republicans referred to by the president include officials who are now in the Trump administration, including top FBI brass. A lightning strike has killed a 61-year-old man and injured 13 people in Jackson Township, New Jersey. Happened last evening at a Cub Scout event at an outdoor archery range. A 7-year-old boy is among those injured. On Wall Street, Dow futures down 83 points. This is SRN News. The World Health Organization releases its abortion numbers.
73 million. That's how many abortions the WHO says took place all around the globe in 2024. 73 million is more than the population of the United Kingdom. It's more than the population of France and twice the population of Poland. The WHO also reports that 60% of unintended pregnancies result in abortion. Of course, the WHO itself is one of the biggest promoters of abortion on the planet, pressuring pro-life countries to change their laws. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The federal agency responsible for enforcing laws against workplace discrimination will allow some complaints filed by transgender workers to advance, shifting course from earlier guidance that indefinitely stalled such cases. The Equal Employment Opportunity Commission says that if new transgender worker complaints involve hiring, discharge, or promotion, then they will be investigated. This is SRN News. More than 4 years in prison, the sentence for a couple of men who cut down a beloved tree in northern England.
The vandals who chopped down England's sycamore tree have been sentenced for causing irreversible damage and serious distress. The tree stood for nearly 150 years before Daniel Graham and Adam Carruthers set out to carry out what a prosecutor called a moronic mission to fell the majestic sycamore, which then crashed down onto Hadrian's Wall. The two men had long denied cutting down the tree, that changed their tune as they faced their fate. The tree drew tourists, landscape photographers, and those who spread the ashes of loved ones, and voted English Tree of the Year in 2016. I'm Charles Dillard.
A tsunami warning issued in the aftermath of a powerful earthquake has been canceled along a 700-mile stretch of Alaska's southern coast. No dangerous waves materialized. More details, SRNNews.com.